Hello and good day. You are listening to the podcast of East Hartford Baptist Church, located at 1309 Clay Street in Hartford, Kentucky. My name is Andy Gowns, and I'm one of the pastors here at EHBC. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to join us for worship. We meet each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. If you would like more information about our church, you can visit us at www.ehbc.us or follow us on Facebook at East Hartford Baptist Church. And now, here is today's message from the Word of God.
Immediately, Jesus made the sign to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After dismissing the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Well into the night, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat was already some distance from the land, battered by the waves because the wind was against them. Jesus came toward them walking on the sea very early in the morning. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. Immediately, Jesus spoke to them, "Have courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter answered him, "command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." And climbing out of the boat, Peter started walking on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the strength of the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand, caught hold of him, and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those in the boat worshipped him and said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they came to shore at Gennesaret. When the men of that place recognized him, they alerted the whole vicinity and brought to him all who were sick. They begged him that they might only touch the end of his robe, and as many as touched it were healed.
Shalom, shalom, all my friends. Oh, it's so good to see you again. So good to see you again. Oh, what has it been? Has it been a year since we last saw each other? Could it be? Well, I am Tobias. You remember Tobias, you know, could not walk. Jesus healed. Oh, goodness gracious. It's been such a long time since we've seen each other. So much has happened. Oh, the way she is growing and the words of Yeshua, they are spreading everywhere. Oh, I tell you, it's been so amazing. It's so good to see you. Levi and I, we have been traveling. We have been, you know, Levi, Matthew, used to be the tax collector. Now he's a collector of stories. Can you believe it? He's collecting all these stories about Yeshua, and he's putting them into a book. I believe he's going to call his book a gospel. The gospel according to Levi, the good news by Matthew. But he has been putting all of these stories in a book, and we have been traveling around sharing these stories. We have just come back from the Persian border, where we were against some of these small towns telling these stories about Yeshua. Some really good stories, by the way. Matthew, Levi, he believes that we need to write these stories down. He's afraid that one day, when we're not around, the story of Yeshua may be lost. It's a great thing to make sure that doesn't happen. That's not the case. Oh, we've already lost so many. So many have been lost. Big James, John's brother, he is no more. And there's rumors that the apostles, the 12, they will soon be going out and leaving. I'm afraid they will not make it back. He told us, Yeshua said, there would be a cost for following him. And many are paying the cost for the faith. Oh, but I digress. Where was I? We were in the Persian border towns, telling the stories that Levi is writing down. Some very good stories. Some of the stories I was there for. Some of the stories I was not. Would you like to hear one of these stories?
Yes.
Yes, good. Because if you don't, I have nothing else to do. You should have known that beforehand, yes? But good. Let me tell you the story that Levi was sharing last night. It is a story he is calling The Feeding of the 5,000. If I was writing it, I would call it Fishes and Loaves Everywhere. They were just coming out of our ears when we were done. You would not believe how much bread and how much fish there was. I was there for the first part of that story. But the second part, I was not. It was the first time I had heard it last night. Anyways, we were at the sister's house. You know, Mary and Martha. Oh, they are still, oh, they are on fire for the Lord. They love Yeshua so much. They love his followers, always opening their house. Lazarus, believe it or not, Lazarus is going to start preaching. He's already been preaching. There's word that the 12 are going to send him and the sisters away. I mean, when you used to be dead and you get in front of people to talk, people listen. Yes? I mean, he has a built-in crowd. But he is doing an awesome job. Awesome. But last night at the dinner table, as we were sitting around enjoying the company of the sisters and of Lazarus, Levi began to share this story. If you've heard it before, forgive me. But maybe some parts of it you have not heard. Evidently, Jesus, Yeshua, one day wandered away out into the middle of nowhere. And the crowds, they began to follow him like they always do. And as he was there, he found a place to begin teaching, because that's what he always did. And as he's telling them about the kingdom of heaven, about the glories of Adonai, they continue to come and to come and to come. And before long, there was more and more and more people. And he taught one day, and he taught the second day. I lose track of how much time we were there. But at some point, we, his disciples, his followers, we took a look. And the people, they were hungry. Spiritually hungry, yes. Hanging on every word the master said. But their bodies were frail. You could see the hunger, the physical hunger, the pain of not having food to eat in their eyes. Some of us went to the master and we said, Yeshua, Rabbi, you need to send the people away because they need to eat. He looked at us. He said, you feed them. I need to tell them about my Father's kingdom. You take care of their bellies. Woo! You should have seen Judas's eyes. The betrayer. His eyes looked back and he said to the master, we don't have enough money for that. And even if we did, where would we buy it? We're in the middle of nowhere. Jesus, Yeshua, he said, you take care of it. I have my Father's business to take care of. So we began to wander through the crowd, looking for anything, asking everybody, do you have food? Do you have food? Did you bring anything with you? No food to be found. Then Andrew, oh, ever faithful Andrew, he found a little bitty boy with a little bitty basket with five little bitty loaves of bread and two even smaller little bitty fishes. He brought them and the little boy to the rabbi. Rabbi, we have found some food. The rest of us were chuckling. I mean, Levi says it's the feeding of the 5,000. There were many more than 5,000 there. That's just 5,000 men. There were women and children. How would he feed 5,000 plus people? With five loaves, two fishes. He knelt down over that basket and he began to pray. And as he prayed and he blessed the food, thanking Adonai for his provision, he began to break it. As he broke it, the basket's just filling up. We all had baskets with us, some big, some small. And before we knew it, they were just filled with fishes and loaves. We began to go into the crowd and hand out the food. We had divided the people into smaller groups. And everybody ate. They ate till they did not want to eat anymore, and then we still had stuff left over. That's why I said it should be called breads and fishes everywhere. We had lots of bread and fish. Now, I was there for that part of the story. I knew that part. It's the next part that I had never heard before until last night. When we get to the end of that time, Yeshua, he told the 12 to get into a little boat and to head across the sea. And he said, I will find you there. I will catch up. I will meet you. Right now, I need to go and pray. He did that often. They got into the boat after a long day belly full and began to row away. The rest of us who were left there, his followers, we began to disperse the crowd to get them to go home so that the master could have some peace and quiet and pray. Evidently, according to Levi, as they were rowing and rowing and rowing, the time entered into the late night, the early morning, and suddenly, out of nowhere, a storm rolled in over the horizon, into the bowl, the basin of the sea. And the winds picked up, and the waves began to roll over the boat. And suddenly the boat is cast left and to the right, and they're rowing, and they're rowing, and they're rowing, and they cannot get anywhere. They are stuck. And suddenly, one of them, through the flashes of lightning and the thunder rolling, he saw something walking towards them on the water. Now the Sea of Galilee, it has taken many a man. And the legends are that the depths are the ghosts of those who have died. And they cried out, "Look! It's a ghost! It's the dead! They're coming for us!" And they rowed, and they rowed harder, trying to get away. Then suddenly, a voice they knew, cried out to them, "Take courage! It is I, Yeshua! Do not be afraid." It was the rabbi. He was walking on the water. Can you believe it? He was walking on the water. He was coming toward them. This is the man who has healed the lame. He has given sight to the blind. He has caused the deaf to hear. He has raised the dead. And now he's walking on the water. Amazing. And he's walking toward them. And Simon, he stands up and Simon says, "If it is you, tell me to come." Yeshua say, "Come." And Simon, he takes a step out of the boat. And then another step. And he begins to walk towards the master. He has his eyes fixed on him, even though the winds are howling, the waves are coming at him. And he's walking on the water too. But suddenly, he notices the waves and the water. He hears the wind. I would like to say he sunk, but he has called Cephas the rock. He did not sink. He went straight down. And as fast as he was going out, he cried out, "Save me!" Oh, what wonderful words. "Save me." Suddenly, Yeshua's hand is dipped into the dark, depth water, grabs Simon by the neck, and he pulls him up. Simon did not walk in the water back to the boat because he's being held by Yeshua. And as Yeshua is carrying him back to the boat, the rabbi, he say to not just Simon, but to all of them, "Why do you still doubt? Have you not seen what I can do? Have you not witnessed what Adonai has given to me? Do you not yet know me?" He places Simon in the boat, and he steps into the boat himself. And suddenly, the wind ceases, the waves die down, and everything is calm. They begin to row. It's Levi, he say, as soon as they begin to row, they are there, where they were headed. That is a good story, though. Simon crying out, "Save me." Yeshua's hand dipping down to get him. Oh, I had never heard that story before. A good story. Oh, but my time, it grows short. And I must go. I tell you, it's been good to see you again. I do not know if we'll see each other again. I hope we do. But it's getting tough sharing about Yeshua. Oh, many still want to hear about him. But many do not. You know, it makes me think of some things I've learned over the last 6 years of doing this. That I shared them with you very quickly. I like to call these baby steps. Taking baby steps of faith. need to step away. Step away. Take time to be with Adonai. Time to pray and to meditate in the Word. Time to get still and to hear from Him. Trust me, when you're facing the problems of this life, you need to be anchored into your relationship with Adonai. Two, step into the moment. Life is full of moments, yes? Some of them are good. Some of them are not so good. Some of them are kind of scary. Some of them are quite unknown. You need to be willing to step into each and every moment as we follow Yesu. In those moments, when everything seems uncertain, if you've been anchored in Adonai, you will hear the voice. Take courage. It is I, Yeshua. Do not fear. I am with you to the end of the age. I have sent to you my Holy Spirit. I walk with you. I walk before you. I walk around you. I walk behind you. I have you. Step into the moment. Take courage. Do not fear. Third thing. Step out of the boat. I know, it's cliche. But you need to take the baby step of stepping out of your comfort zone. I tell you, I do not know that I would have willingly, easily gone to all the places that I've gone to the last 6 years if I was not willing to step away from my comfort zone. You remember my story. My comfort zone was a mat where I had spent most of my life paralyzed until my friends took me to Yeshua, who with a spoken word changed my life. Step out and away from what is comfortable and chase after Yeshua. And last but not least, take a big step and grow. Baby steps are okay. And I believe Adonai likes our baby steps. But at some time, some point, you've got to step with big steps and start walking on your own. The rest of that story last night, the rest of the story that Levi told, it doesn't end right there. When they got to the other side where they were going, and they got out of the boat, they were suddenly met by the people who were there. Now remember, they had just seen Yeshua feed 5,000 people. They just seen Yeshua do healings and teachings and all sorts of things for the years that he'd been with them. And yet they were doubting him, fearful that he could not do what he said he could do. They did not recognize him until he made himself known. But yet the moment they land on this other land, the people immediately recognize who he is. And they respond, they trust, they believe, they have faith, they bring their sick, they bring their lame, they bring they're infirm, and they bring them to him, expecting him to heal, not asking him, but saying, if we can just touch you, we know it will happen. Those are big steps. We must be willing to worship Yeshua with everything we have, taking big steps of faith. Oh, but that's a good message too, is it not? I think that will preach. I might write that one down and use it later on the road. But I tell you, our time is short, and I must go. But I wonder if I could ask you one more question before we go. I feel that I would be amiss if I did not. Have you asked Yeshua to save you? Have you cried out to him in the midst of your moment as the storms of your life are roaming through, as the winds howl, the waves lap at your feet? Have you asked him to save you? He will. He will save everyone who calls upon his name. Let me pray with you as we get ready to depart. May I pray with you? Let us pray. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech, Helam Shehakoi Nehehu Behet Devaru. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, the King of the universe, by whose words all things exist. Now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to invite you to pray this prayer if you've never asked Jesus to save you. You can just pray it silently right there where you're sitting. Father God, thank you that you are a good, good God. Lord, thank you that you sent your son Jesus to die in my place, to give his life on the cross that was reserved for me. Lord, that in him you found what was necessary to forgive my sins. Lord, I am a sinner. There's no way I can save myself. There's nothing I can do to impress you enough to save me. I am broken. And I need the precious blood of your son to cover my sins. Lord, right now, I ask that you would save me. Lord, save me. Even as you reached out and saved Simon, save me. Save me from my sin. Save me from my brokenness. Save me from my uncertainty. Save me from all the things, the evil of this world. Save me from myself. Save me from the wicked one. Lord, save me so that I might know you and follow you and chase after you as Lord of my life. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.